cancer patients. So I'm just drumming home this data in different ways, because there's some points that need to come out of this data, which have been kind of debated around the world since we published it. If you look, now, I would like to highlight, how did we come to design this trial in this manner, and what were we actually trying to do? Well, when we got on the phone with 50 people from different countries around the world, we asked all our leaders, we want to do a trial, not that statistically significant, but that is clinically practice-changing. How do you want us to do that? So we looked in the literature for clinical trials that had changed clinical practice worldwide at the time. And one of the ones that stood out to us was a recently completed and published trial by the Swedish breast cancer group led by Jonas Berg, had randomized patients to 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen versus 2 years. You might recall this publication. And that result was a resounding success, and it changed clinical practice worldwide. When we did a sampling of people's practice, everybody had moved from 2 years to 5 years based predominantly on the Swedish trial. So we looked deeper in that trial, and we found that that trial had shown an absolute 4-year disease-free survival advantage of 2.4%. That was the size of change in the Swedish result that swung clinical practice. So we said to our doctors, if we set up the goalposts to show the same difference, will that change clinical practice? And people said yes. When we conduct, so we powered our trial, MA17, to show a 4-year absolute disease-free survival advantage of 2.4% to mimic that. When we came with our results, we showed 4.6%. So we practically doubled the goal that we set to score in the trial, which is why the p-value is so stringent and why the trial stopped at such an early analysis, because it was such a resounding success. The game was over, so to speak. No point in running the game further. Interestingly, in the node-negative subset of patients, 2,500, the absolute 4-year disease-free survival was slightly better than the Swedish trial, which changed practice from 2 to 5. So in the node-negative population of patients, we exceeded the target for the trial. And in the node-positive population, it was almost threefold greater, with an absolute 4-year disease-free survival advantage of 7.5%, much larger than the standard differences that one sees with adjuvant chemotherapy.